Yes, sitting, always back straight, back, neck and head in one line. So mainly yoga, two types of approach. One is Raja Yoga, one is Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga, and the main difference between the Hatha Yoga and the Raja Yoga, in the Raja Yoga as taught by Patanjali, so asana part is not touched upon. And Patanjali, all he says is Sthirasukha Asanam, posture. You have to sit in a comfortable posture without any discomfort. And he touches only that part, whereas Hatha Yoga talks about you need a healthy body also to do practice. You can't just sit in one posture and for a long time unless you practice. Practice the various asanas you do. Make the body strong. And Gheranda Samhita goes even one step further. Bake the body like you make the earthen pot strong by baking it in the fire. Like that way, bake this body. Awaken the fire within. Bake the body and make it strong so that it won't fall sick often. We need a healthy body. We fall sick often because this body is not baked well by invoking the fire within. You have to invoke the fire, thereby body is baked and it won't fall sick often. Body is healthy so that you can accomplish great things in the life. If you are falling sick often, it's like roadblocks, every road bumps, every few meters there is a bump. You have to stop, you have to stop, you have to stop. By then life is gone. It says bake the body hard so that body won't fall sick. You won't fall sick and you can practice. In Raja Yoga talks about the mind. When you are looking after the mind, be aware of the mind, your breathing slows down. Your breathing slows down. And mind, the focus on the mind, and your breathing comes down. And so that you can do the meditation. In Hatha Yoga, it says, focus on the body and focus on your breath. When you do the pranayama, your mind calms down. The ultimate goal of Hatha Yoga, what it talks about, and Raja Yoga, what it talks about, are leading to the same. Raja Yoga talks from the mind side, whereas the Hatha Yoga is talking from the body side, breath side, and to the mind. Both lead to the same goal. In the Hatha Yoga, the definition of Hatha Yoga itself, it is related to mind. Hatha, though it appears to be, there are many Hatha Yoga schools, they focus on the physical thing. But the name itself, Hatha Yoga, means mind. Ha means sun center. Ta means moon center. We have two centers in the body. We have sun and the moon centers in the body. We have both sun and the moon. Sun gives the brilliance to our personality and moon gives the calmness, serenity to our personality. We have two components. We have to develop those two. One is it should be very brilliant and at the same time very soothing, very calm, serene. We need both personalities in our life. In the brilliance, sun center is connected to our left brain, and moon center is connected to the right brain. Left brain is left, balancing the left brain and right brain is Hatha Yoga. Again, Patanjali talks about the mind, and here in detail, balance your sun and moon centers in your body. If you are only the sun center, focus on the sun center, you become very rational in approach. If you ignore the moon center, you become very dynamic. You don't know how to relax. Some people are there, always very busy, but they don't know how to calm themselves down. And moon center, if you don't invoke the sun center, only moon center, person becomes very relaxed, all the time relaxed. That person cannot get up. And in the Upanishad says, the laye sambodaye chittam, that the default state of a person is laziness. Default state, today was a very cold day. Default, unless we are, something is pushing us, default state is lie under the blanket. Default. That is our human nature. Laye sambodaye chittam. So when you awake, you don't know which direction you have to go. You are entertaining so many things. Many waves are coming in your mind. Which one, I don't know. I pursue so many things. And vikshiptam kshamayet punaha. Many objects, many thoughts come to your mind. Don't entertain 100 thoughts at a time. And pick up one or two for your life. And focus on that one. Then it's a go. From the tamasic and rajasic, laye sambodaye chittam vikshiptam shamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniyat. When you go deep in you, everyone is unique, everyone is special, everyone has some special talent. If our Jatin bhai is successful in some area, I can't say that I also want to be successful, I follow him. Because that is his area. I have my own area. Look what is good for you. It may be good for what he does, it is good for him. But it may not be good for me. Look out what is good for you. Everyone is special. Everyone is unique. Everyone has some special aptitude. By focusing on that one, the best in you comes out. If I follow someone else's footsteps, best in me never will comes out. To get the best in you, you become yourself, not become somebody else. Not to copy, blindly copy. What you are good at, you do that one. And money is not the judgment, what is good or not bad. Money is not the reference point. What gives you calmness? What, by doing that one, when the best thing comes out, your $1,000,000 won't give that happiness. The purpose of life is to, your beauty, it has to come out. Beauty has to come out. By balancing the sun and moon center, your brilliant personality, at the same time, it's a very calm person, serene personality. That should shine out. Only the brilliance is there. It may burn people out because of that, so much of heat. Only sun is there, no moon. It may burn out and people around you cannot stay. So much of heat is there, it will burn you down. When the moon is there, the brilliance is there and the coolness also is there, it won't burn you down. People around you also will like your company. They will see the, feel the serenity, calmness, joy in your company. We should have both. We need to have brilliance as well as the cooling effect for ourselves and cooling effect for the society. That is the Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga means you need to develop both. You need to be a brilliant person, not a dull person. Very brilliant. At the same time, very calm within. That is the Hatha Yoga, another definition of Hatha Yoga. We will touch upon the Hatha Yoga exhaustively. The next term, the theme is Hatha Yoga. We will touch upon that one. Lie down on your bed.